You have some huge projects in front of you over the next couple of years for Murray State, both here on the Murray State campus in Murray and also in Hopkinsville. And I'd like for you to talk first about a project that's been long wanted in Hopkinsville, and that is the Breathitt Veterinary Center and what this project is going to entail.
The Breathitt Veterinary Center in Hopkinsville is a critical part of Murray State's Hudson School of Agriculture. We've been operating as a diagnostic lab for many years, probably over 30 years. I don't know the exact number, but it's critical function for the agricultural community as they diagnose diseases and problems in the ag industry. And we've been in that building for 30 years or plus, did a renovation to it at one point. And there are just a lot of issues, not real suitable for as a laboratory anymore. So back in 2009, we had a study done that determined it would be more feasible to build a new lab rather than try to retrofit all the systems and everything and move walls and that kind of thing in the existing building. So we've set a course. We've got money now, got funding from the state to go ahead and replace the Breathitt Veterinary Center.
And I think Murray State was actually surprisingly lucky this round from the state with a two-year spending plan that included the project here at Murray State for the Engineering Physics Building and the Breathitt Veterinary Center. But last biennium, there was funding allocated to purchase property, right, or to conduct a study, like $4 million?
Correct, yeah. We had $4 million for – that was allocated for design and for land acquisition back in the last biennium. So – that really kind of kick-started us. We were able to get started, get a lot – well, we essentially have the design almost complete now. So we're ready to put the thing out to bid and hopefully open bids in August and get started on construction September.
So for folks who live in Hopkinsville, where will this be?
This is out on our regional campus on the same 80-acre track that our other building exists out on 41A. It's real close to the convention center out there.
What's the total square footage and the total cost of the Breathitt project?
Total square footage is about 61,000 square feet. Our existing facility is about 45. So we're increasing space, making it much more efficient. And the total cost, when it's all said and done, including the $4 million allocation that was last biennium in 32.6, I think. So it's 36.6 million.
And that the work there begins this fall, and you hope to have it completed in 2016?
That's correct. 2016, we'd like to be moving into the facility in May, about May.
The next project that will start a little bit after the Breathitt project will be the final phase of our West Campus, West Science Campus. Is that correct? The Engineering and Physics Building?
Correct.
How long have all of these buildings been in the works for Murray State as far as working to receive money from the legislature?
Well, we started the initial planning for the science complex, which included biology, chemistry, and engineering physics. In 1998 was the first time that I was involved with it. And I think that's when we first initially started thinking about it, back in the Dr. Kern Alexander days. So we hired architects in early 2000, 2001, came up with a more of a defined program for all three programs, biology, chemistry, and engineering physics. So we've been working from that program pretty much ever since.
And this project will cost around the same amount as the Breathitt project?
That's correct. It's 36.89.
And total. The square footage of this building, is it
it's a little bigger.
A little bigger, so you're getting more bang for the buck?
Right. It's 80,000 square feet. Should go back to the Breathitt Center, Veterinary Center, is very heavily mechanical and electrical, some different requirements there because it being a diagnostic lab. So the costs are definitely higher there.
Folks in Murray will know that this will border 16th Street. There will be a street that will have to be closed for this project.
Olive Street intersects 16th, and we're planning to close a section of that for the construction of this building.
Okay, so it'll be once construction begins, that road will be closed.
Correct. Should start seeing some earthwork in early 2015, January, February.
And the third and final big project that will happen will actually be a project that Murray State will fund itself. And that's the way that many residential colleges are funded. And that's replacing Franklin College. What's the scope of this project?
Well, Franklin College will be a brand new residential facility that will be 114,000 square feet with 380 beds. That's the plan at this point. The board just voted on utilizing the site of the old Clark building. And so we will keep the old Franklin, the old Richmond, and the old Springer in place until after we finish our long-range plan, our 10-year plan of getting all the high-rises, renovating, and building the new ones.
How many more high-rises do you have left to renovate?
Of three, the Regents, White, and Hart.
Okay. And you are currently wrapping up renovations on Hester College?
Correct.
So that will be back open in the fall?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So folks listening, if they know where the old Clark College, residential college was in Murray, it's right along Chestnut Street across from the Kerr Center. And when do you anticipate construction to begin for the Franklin Hall project?
We hope to let the bids out February and get started in March, and then be ready to occupy the building in August of 2016.
So I guess beginning in April of 2015, there will be three simultaneous construction projects that you'll have to manage through most of 2016, it seems.
That's
like.
Correct.
So you'll be a busy guy.
Sure will.
You have other big projects going on, and that includes an energy savings, it's not necessarily an audit, but a study for Murray State University to try to find some efficiencies here. Tell me more about what the plan is.
Okay. Well, the state allows and authorizes universities to do these energy projects. And the concept is that there are a lot of inefficiencies in the equipment at universities because of deferred maintenance over the years and new technologies that are out there. So the state authorizes this, kind of an open-ended thing, and allows universities to go hire, solicit, and hire energy companies that come in, do a study, determine what energy conservation measures are feasible, and then arrive at a contract, determine a scope. So at this point, we don't really know. Some of these, Eastern recently did about a $27 million ESCO project, we call it, or ESPC, Energy Savings Performance Contract. Morehead, I think, did a $9 million. So we're probably going to be in that range somewhere between 9 and 20.
What type of savings can you expect to see from a project like this? I know it's kind of a broad question, but...
Yeah. As far as dollars, I probably wouldn't put a figure out there for the future, but I could say that we did one of these projects back in 06. We finished it in 06, and it was about a $6 million project, and it saved about $600,000 a year.
We found, too, that Kentucky here, we have really, really affordable power.
Correct.
Because so much of it is derived from coal, and it is a cheap energy source. How does that impact your ability to find savings with these projects?
That's a real good point, Chad. The lower your cost, the less opportunities, the lower your rates for electricity, let's say, and energy, the less opportunity there is for savings. And so makes it a little more difficult to come up with these paybacks and these performas that will fund themselves by energy. So, we're just going to have to study it and see. From some initial discussions with ESCO companies, there are opportunities. But we're definitely blessed, really, in a way that our rates, our electric rates, are very reasonable nationwide. But certainly we've got the lower efficient controls, windows that need to be replaced. Some of our equipment just needs to be replaced. And so there definitely is an opportunity for energy savings.
Well, Kim Oatman, you're the Chief Facilities Officer at Murray State, and
yes,
you have a big job ahead of you.
Yes, I do.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.